This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
You know, we can cause the Holy Spirit sorrow by the way that we live. Paul the Apostle actually warns us today against things like bad language and meanness, improper use of anger, quarrels, harsh words, bad attitudes towards others. All of these things, we need to be forgiving them just as God has forgiven us. But I wonder, are you grieving or pleasing God with your attitudes? Are you grieving or pleasing God with your actions? We need to act in love towards our brothers and sisters in Christ, just as God is acting in love by sending His Son to die for our sins. We're in Ephesians chapter 4 today, and we're going to be picking it up in verse 29. Ephesians 4, 29 says, "Don't use bad language, say only what is good and helpful to those you are talking to and what will give them a blessing." The pastor John Corson from Applegate out in Oregon says, quote, "Warming yourself by the fire outside of the house of Caiaphas, Peter denied ever knowing Jesus. But a servant girl knew otherwise because his accent gave him away." John went on to say, "You can always tell what kingdom a person is from by his speech. The language of the kingdom of darkness and death is that of complaining and murmuring, fault-finding and cynicism, cursing and corrupt communication. But a person living in the kingdom of light and life, on the other hand, speaks graciously and kindly, using words of hope and thanksgiving." Look, let's face it, corrupt speech comes from a corrupt heart. Pure speech, that comes from a pure heart. What comes out of our mouths gives away what is truly inside a man. Now, we can wear the Jesus t-shirt and we can put a fish on the back of the car, but what comes out of our mouths is foul and rotten, then you can be sure that that is exactly the heart and the mind that is in that man. And this too is a sign of the maturity in Christ, the living out the new man, which Paul has been speaking of throughout this chapter. Now, I need to clarify one thing here. This doesn't mean that our words are never to be tough and never to be correcting. Jesus loved us with a perfect love, and let's face it, much of what he has said was tough and correcting, wasn't it? But he always did that with an anointing of the Holy Spirit, and he did so for the edifying, the building up and blessing of the hearer, and that'd be me and you. And this should be our goal also when we deal with other people. We must personally and diligently seek to know when and how to speak up, and when and how to shut up. Verse 30 of our text goes on and says, "Don't cause the Holy Spirit sorrow by the way you live. Remember, he is the one who marks you to be present on that day when salvation from sin will be complete." Now, in the context of this verse, we can gather that doing the opposite of what is prescribed in this passage does indeed grieve the Holy Spirit. I know, we can torture the text, and certainly many people have done so, to try to make it apply to whatever pet issue that we have is. But that is bad biblical interpretation, to be sure. Now, I'm not saying that there is no other way to grieve the Spirit of God, because I would imagine that there is, but this verse herein applies to what Paul is speaking about in this section of Scripture, so we need to keep in context here. When we choose rather to be children, to let the old man rule our lives instead of the new man, what we're going to be doing is grieving the Spirit of God. Now, the Holy Spirit is present with us, if we're as a child of God, that is, every moment of every day. So as born-again believers, he seals us, if you will, for the trip home. Living contrary to what Paul is directing us in this passage is not the kind of behavior that's going to grace the eternal realm. That's not going to play in eternity. Therefore, it needs to cease, gang. It needs to stop here in this life. That's the putting away of the old man. And to continue to practice that which Christ has died to free us from, man, that can only cause grieving in him. Continuing in such only expresses our lack of love for Jesus Christ. It expresses the lack of understanding of the cross, the lack of understanding of its cost. God indeed has plans for us, and we can never know what those are if we insist on living like the world. We must reach out and engage the lost world, but to do so means that we're not allowed to taint our souls on that journey.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.